This recording, West Virginia 4, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. So several times when I have traveled, one time was in New Orleans, and I went to see a fortune teller just for fun. As I was talking to her, she told me that I should be doing what she was doing, that I should tell, you know, fortunes or read people. And I thought that was really strange, but it was neat. And she said, "No, I sense it with you." And so I thought that was, you know, wild. And the closest I've ever felt to anything like that was I have a lot of dreams, like over the years, like where I'm in the dream and then I think something happens and I feel like, wait a minute, I dreamt that. But anyway, but the one experience that kind of does freak me out was I was living in New York City and I was asleep. And in the dream, my dad was driving. I'm from West Virginia, and he was driving in the rain, and it was kind of dark, but not dark like nighttime. It was kind of like the sun was just coming up, but it was still rainy, so it was probably super early. And then in the dream, he fell asleep at the wheel and kind of went off the road, and then I kind of woke up. And then I woke up, and I looked outside like when I was in New York City, and I can remember hearing the cars and stuff, and it was barely daylight there. So it was kind of like strange. It was sort of the same time, and I fell back asleep. So when I woke up later, I had completely forgotten about the dream. But it happens, the strange thing is later in the day, I don't talk to my dad all the time, but he called me. And I remembered, and this was like almost, it was almost in the evening, and I said, "Oh, wait a minute, Dad, I totally just remembered I had this crazy dream about you this morning. I'm really glad to hear your voice. I forgot all about it." And I just started talking because he was laughing and being silly, and he's a joker. And as I was talking to him about it, I said, "Yeah, it was early, and you were driving, and it was raining." And then all of a sudden, he got really quiet. He's very earthy. He's not one to believe in this kind of stuff, really, but he was freaked out. And I said, "What's going on, Dad?" And he said, "Well, I drove to Bluefield this morning," and that's about an hour and a half from where he lives. He sells insurance, so he takes these early morning appointments. And he said, "I drove to Bluefield this morning, and it was pouring the rain, and it was barely daylight, and I fell asleep at the wheel, and I jerked my car And then I realized I was falling asleep. He said, because it was just a second. And then I jerked it and I was okay.